Last night we brought you live Boris Johnson's speech when he was surrounded by police officers. A lot of people have complained about that, politicians and police officers, saying that the police were being used for political purposes in what was, in part, a very political speech. The Chief Constable of West Yorkshire said he was disappointed to see his officers used as a backdrop to a political speech in which Boris Johnson talked about Brexit and in which he criticised Jeremy Corbyn. Chief Constable Robbins said the force had agreed to its officers being used on the understanding it would be in connection with the government's police recruitment drive, and he said he'd no prior knowledge the speech would veer into politics. Lots of criticism here. Thousands of miles away, our US correspondent Simon Marks has been giving this some thought.
Eddie, watching Boris Johnson yesterday...
I'd rather be dead in a ditch.
..from a vantage point that is 3,500 miles away from West Yorkshire...
I hate banging on about Brexit.
..flanked as the Prime Minister was by those officers and cadets...
I don't want an election at all, but frankly, I cannot see any other way.
..there was something hauntingly familiar about his decision to make avowedly political remarks in front of a human backdrop bedecked in crisp police uniforms.
I think there is a stark contrast between my approach and... I hate to be party political, but that is the sad reality, the approach of Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party.
And today, the Chief Constable of West Yorkshire has found himself treading ground that has become hauntingly familiar to many here in the US in the nearly 3 years since Donald Trump became president.
Oh, you're Boy Scouts, but you know life.
Time and again since he entered the White House, President Trump has blazed a trail that ultimately leads to West Yorkshire. Shortly after his inauguration, he was invited to address the annual jamboree of American Boy Scouts. When he showed up, everyone assumed he would congratulate the organization's members on another great year of knot tying, outdoor adventures and community service. Instead, to the horror of his hosts, he unleashed a blatantly political address, attacking the media, former President Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and even the very city to which the Boy Scouts had trekked in order to celebrate their achievements.
You know, I go to Washington and I see all these politicians and I see the swamp, and it's not a good place. In fact, today I said we ought to change it from the word swamp to the word cesspool, or perhaps to the word sewer.
Like the Chief Constable of West Yorkshire, the following day, the head of the Scouts expressed sincere regret over the speech's political content and apologised to those the President had offended. They, by the way, included his own Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, an active supporter of the Scouting movement who threatened to resign because of the President's remarks. But President Trump soldiered on.
And when you see these towns, and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in, rough.
On a visit to Long Island, surrounded by police cadets, West Yorkshire style, he seemed to give them approval to break the law and rough suspects up.
I said, please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over... Like, don't hit their head, and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
Those tough guy comments were called a joke by the White House, but they didn't seem funny to the police department that had hosted the president. In the midst of America's police brutality scandals, they distanced themselves from him, and his speech was condemned by America's Police Foundation as well. Sometimes Donald Trump even politicizes national holidays, as he did when he was asked last Thanksgiving what he himself was thankful for.
For having a great family and for having made a tremendous difference in this country. I've made a tremendous difference in the country.
Moments later, in a telephone call to soldiers serving in Afghanistan and Iraq, the president was expected to wish them a happy holiday and thank them for their service. He was not expected to launch into a tirade on America's judicial system.
If we don't have borders, we don't have a country. So we're doing very well on the southern border. We're very tough. We get a lot of bad court decisions from the Ninth Circuit, which has become a big thorn in our side. But it's a terrible thing when judges take over your protective services, when they tell you how to protect your border. It's a disgrace.
Little wonder that Pentagon chiefs keep expressing anxiety about the president's politicization of the military. Of course, President Trump isn't the first US leader to use the military as a political prop. Remember 2003 and President George W. Bush's assertion that America's mission in Iraq was accomplished, when of course it wasn't.
Major combat operations in Iraq have ended. In the Battle of Iraq, the United States and our allies have prevailed.
But the difference between then and now is that today's president almost seems to assume that the men and women who stand behind him when he appears on television really do stand behind him. Here's what he said to a group of Royal Dutch Shell oil and gas workers a few weeks ago. They incidentally were told by their employer that if they didn't show up for the president's speech, they'd be docked a day in pay.
All New York likes to do is sue me. Now they sue me for everything so they can try to stop us by any means possible. The radical left wants to do to America what they've done to New York, raise prices, kill jobs, and leave our nation less independent and far less secure.
It is a new way of conducting politics, co-opting the people and the organizations that host you, ignoring the issues you were expected to discuss during your visit, and using men and women, often in uniform, as political props, even though many of them may viscerally disagree with your politics. Maybe, Eddie, the distance these days between West Yorkshire and the United States isn't that great after all.
Our US correspondent Simon Marks reporting live.